when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Because Mitchell has another compelling question.
It's Michael Dorsey. And would my character say the city is all heart? He's a traumatized war vet, evicted from his rent-controlled apartment during the sewage-baked heat of summer. All heart? I don't think so.
Well, you tell him, Michael Dorsey. You tell him what New York is really like. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, the idea of it being autumnal means, of course, we're in autumn. We're at the very beginning of November. And I thought it would be a good opportunity to take a look at songs about New York, but not just the usual rah, rah, I love New York, New York, New York, wonderful town kind of songs, but songs that deal a little bit with the strain of melancholy and disappointment and perhaps a little bit of alienation among the great canyons of steel of New York City. That opening number was from Tootsie, scored by David Yazbek, which has this wonderful kind of phony, fake 1970s, they're playing our songy kind of New York anthem, and Santino Fontana as Michael Dorsey reveals the underside to that. So let us take a look. Let us look around at the greatest city in the world. And we'll start in the 1920s. In the 1920s and 30s, New York City was this magical kingdom on the Hudson that everybody wanted to go to. It was bright lights, big city. The Gershwins and Cole Porter and Rodgers and Hart were having shows on Broadway. And here is a song written for a movie called Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, which starred Al Jolson, and it's a Rodgers and Hart tune, and it summed up the appeal of New York City in the roaring 20s and early 30s better than almost anything.
I'll climb up that Woolworth and kiss every floor. The subway makes music for me with its roar. I'm dying to feel that I'm living once more. Gotta get back to New York. There's only one statue, I know you'll agree. That dame with a torch looking over the sea. The smell of the Bronx is perfume to me. Gotta get back to New York. Train, keep on going, train. I'm riding home again. Feet, keep on going, feet. on each old dirty street. There's only one statue, I know you'll agree. That dame with a torch looking over the sea. The smell of the products is perfume to me. Gotta get back to New York. Train, keep on going, train. I'm riding home again. Feet, keep on going, feet. On each old dirty street. There's only one statue, I know you'll agree. That dame with a torch looking over the sea. The smell of the products is perfume to me. Gotta get back to New York.
The more I travel across the gravel, the more I sail the sea, the more I feel convinced of the fact, New York's the town for me. Its crazy skyline is right up my line, and when I'm far away, I'm able to bear it a couple of days, and then break down and say, take me back to Manhattan, take me back to New York. I'm just longing to see once more my little home on the 100th floor. Can you wonder I'm gloomy? Can you smile when I frown? I miss the east side, the west side, the north side, and the south side. So take me back to Manhattan, that dear old dirty town. Smile when I frown. I miss the east side, the west side, the north side, and the south side. So take me back to Manhattan, that dear old dirty town.
Bobby Short, a great legend of Manhattan himself. That was a Cole Porter tune from The New Yorkers, 1930. Well, let us go to another Cole Porter tune. This tells us a little bit about what happens once you get back to Manhattan and you have to live there and you have to live a life that sometimes borders on the bitter and disappointing. Ethel Merman, Down in the Depths.
Manhattan, I'm up a tree. taxis raising a roar. Here I sit above the town in my pet pieties gown, down in the depths on the 90th floor, while the crowds at El Morocco punish the parquet, and at 21 the couple clamor for more. I'm deserted and depressed in my regal eagle nest, down in the depths on the 90th floor. When the only one you wanted was another, what's the use of swank and cash in the bank galore? Why, even the janitor's wife has a perfectly good love life, and here am I.
I'd paddle over the Rockies, I would trail. I'd hark to the strains of cowboys in the saddle, not very musical, but male. I've roamed o'er the range with a herd, where seldom is heard an intelligent word. Get along, little taxi, you can keep the change. I'm riding home to my kitchen range, way out west on West End Avenue. Oh, I love to listen to the wagon wheels that bring the milk that your neighbor steals, way out west on West End Avenue. Keep all your mountains and your lone prairies so pretty. Give me the fountains that go wrong at Rodeo City. I would trade your famous deer and antelope for one tall beer and a cantaloupe, way out west on West End Avenue. Yippee-yay! Elevator climb once more to my lone shack on the 14th floor, way out west on West End Avenue. When the sun's arising over Central Park, I pull the blinds and it's nice and dark, way out west on West End Avenue. Redskins may battle with their tomahawks and axes, I'll join the cattle in the big corral at Saxes. Oh, the wild herd gathers when the moon is full. Not much buffalo, but lots of bull. Way out west, way out west, way out west on West End Avenue. Yippee-yay!
And a sound and round yippee-yay-ki-yay to Mary Claire Heron and Richard Rodney Bennett. A great song by Rodgers and Hart, inexplicably put into Babes in Arms, but a wonderful song about what it's like to live in Manhattan up in those big skyscrapers. Nowadays, you just call seamless and you don't have to leave your apartment at all. Well, one of the tropes about Manhattan and songs about Manhattan that have always existed is this notion of the melting pot and all these people living in perfect peace and harmony in their tenements down, I guess, on the Lower East Side or Chinatown or Little Italy. And that was famously rendered in a almost unbearably bad and mawkish song from the Marx Brothers, The Big Store. called Tenement Symphony, sung by Tony Martin. Now, this is a spoof of that song, but it's actually even better than the original song. It's from a show called Songbook, a wonderful British review from the 1970s. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. It's got a lot of interesting things in it.
Of a tugboat, the honking of a horn, the sweetest music wakes me every morn. The clanging of a trash can in the early morning dawn, how lovely that cacophonous clash can be. That's my East River.
What's in the world I'm doing to you?
Wow, that's from Songbook, obviously a takeoff of George Gershwin and the Rhapsody in Blue, but it has its own integrity. I think it's a beautiful piece. The music is by Monty Norman, the same Brit who wrote the James Bond theme for Dr. No back in 1962. Well, let us look all around Manhattan today. Today is our Autumn in New York show, and the little Gershwin riff reminds me that our show is generously supported by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. But let us go down to one of the places that George and Ira Gershwin might have frequented in their youth, and this is the Bowery. This is a song that was interpolated into an 1891 show called A Trip to Chinatown, which in its day was the biggest hit ever. 1891, my goodness, quite a long time ago. And, you know, we talk about jukebox shows and interpolations and pop hits, blah, blah, blah. This was a pop hit that was stuck into A Trip to Chinatown because nobody cared about the plot. And it was one of the great songs in New York history. Some of you may remember it as a commercial for the Bowery Savings Bank. But here is a story about what life was like on the Bowery at the turn of the previous century.
Oh, the night that I struck New York, I went out for a quiet walk. Folks who are onto the city say, out to enjoy the sights. There was the Bowery, the blaze with lights. I had one of the devil's own nights. I'll never go there anymore. Oh, the Bowery, the Bowery. They say such things, and they do strange things on the Bowery, the Bowery. I'll never.
Washington Heights, up at the break of day, I wake up and I got this little punk I gotta chase away. Pop the grade at the crack of dawn, sing while I wipe down the awning. Hey y'all, good morning. I am Snobby and you probably never heard my name. Reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated, exacerbated by the fact that my syntax is highly complicated, cause I immigrated from the single greatest little place in the Caribbean, Dominican Republic. I love it, Jesus, I'm jealous of it, and beyond that, folks passed on, I haven't gone back. Oh damn, I gotta get on that. I'm getting tested, times are tough on this bodega. 2 months ago somebody bought Ortegas. I need to start packing up and picking up. And ever since the rents went up, it's gotten mad expensive, but we live with just enough.
In the heights, I flip the lights and start my day.
Dozen mom and pop stop and shop. And oh my God, it's gotten too darn hot. Like my man Cole Porter said, people come through for a few cold waters. And a lottery ticket just a part of the routine. Everybody's got a job, everybody's got a dream. They gossip as I sip my coffee and smirk. The first stop as people hop to work. What's it? I like $1, $2, $1.50, $1.69, I got it. Condoms, what kind? That's 2 quarters, 2 quarter waters. The New York Times, you need a bag for that, the tax is added. Once you get some practice at it, you do rapid mathematics automatically. Selling maxi pads, fuzzy back for taxi cabs. Practically everybody's stressed, yes, but they press through the mess. Bounce checks and wonder what's next.
In the heights, I buy my coffee and I go. I buy my coffee and set my sights on old
street light choking on the heat. The world spins around while I'm frozen in my seat. The people that I know all keep on rolling down the street, but every day is different, so I'm switching up the beat. Cause my parents came with nothing, they got a little more. Sure, we're poor, but yo, at least we got the store. It's all about the legacy they left with me is destiny. And one day I'll
So we traversed the Isle of Manhattan. We went as far south as you can possibly get in song on the Bowery, and all the way up to Washington Heights, courtesy, of course, of Lin-Manuel Miranda. Well, before we move off of Lin-Manuel Miranda, let us go to another song about the greatest city in the world, of course, from Hamilton. I think in real life, the courtship of Hamilton and the various Schuyler sisters may have happened in New Jersey or in Albany where they lived, but musical theater is a place where anything can happen. So, look around.
There's nothing rich folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, steal the city just to watch all the guys.
Work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work, the Schuyler sisters.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Work.
Daddy said to be home by sundown. Daddy doesn't need to know. Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go.
But look around, the revolution's happening in New York.
New York. Work!
It's bad enough Daddy wants to go to war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
New ideas in the air. Look around, look around.
Angelica, remind me what we're looking for.
I'm looking for a mind at work.
Work.
I'm looking for a mind at work.
Work.
I'm looking for a mind at work.
Work.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Work.
Ooh, there's nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel.
Work!
Look around, look around.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, proud winner of the 51st annual ASCAP Foundation Deems Taylor Award for Best Radio Broadcast in America. How about that? Thank you, listeners. Well, another thing listeners like you would be very interested in is this amazing concert coming up on Thursday, November 21st, a week before Thanksgiving, at 7 p.m. at Carnegie Hall. And Master Voices, that great, great group of choral performers led by Ted Sperling, are going to do a revival of the 1933 Gershwin Kaufman score, Let Him Eat Cake. And that's a show that has not been heard in Manhattan since 1933. There was a concert of it in Brooklyn in the 80s. But this is an all-star concert. It's got Bryce Pinkham and Lewis Stadlin and Kevin Chamberlain and a huge chorus. And I did the concert adaptation. But if you're a musical theater aficionado, it's something you won't want to miss. Again, so that's Thursday, November 21st at 7 p.m. You can go to carnegiehall.org. and order your tickets and do that. We're going to hear a little number from it, of course. Union Square back in the day, back in the teens and 20s and 30s, was not a sort of emporium for Nordstrom's and Starbucks, but it was the center of public speaking and left-leaning politics. So here is a wonderful satire of America in the early 1930s during the Depression and everything that agitated people, led by David Garrison, who in fact records our title number. So the number, Union Square, from Let Him Eat Cake, George and Ira Gershwin.
Conditions as they are cannot go very far. The world must move, and I am here to move it. The Brotherhood of Man is crying for a plan. So here's my plan. I know you can't improve it.
Conditions as they are cannot go very far. So listen to his plan.
Down with one and one make two. Down with everything in view. Down with all majorities. Likewise all minorities. Down with you and you and you.
Down with one and two make three. Down with all of us as he.
Somehow I abominate everything you nominate.
Everything from babies in.
That's the torch we're going to get the flame from. If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from?
If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from? If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from?
Let's tear down the House of Morgan.
House of Morgan.
Let's burn up the Roxy Organ.
Roxy Organ.
Down with Curry and McCooey.
And McCooey.
Down with Chow Mein and Chop Suey.
And Chop Suey.
Down with music by Stravinsky.
By Stravinsky.
Down with shows except by Minsky.
Minsky.
Happiness will fill our cup when it's down with everything that's up.
When it's down with everything that's up.
Down with books by Dostoevsky.
Dostoevsky.
Down with Boris Tomaszewski.
Tomaszewski.
Down with Balzac, down with Zola.
Down with Zola.
Down with pianists who play Nola. Down with all the upper classes.
Upper classes.
Might as well include the masses.
To the masses.
Happiness will fill our cup when it's down with everything that's up.
When it's down with everything that's up.
So down with this and down with that and down with everything in view. The hell with this, the hell with that, the hell with you and you and you.
The hell with who?
The hell with you.
The hell with who?
The hell with you.
The hell with you and you and you and you.
Good morning, Officer Gilhooly.
Our hearts are in communion when we gather down on Union Square. I know when whiskers are the shape and one can always find a haven there. I know though some may prefer the charming goddess, though some seem the dainty sun to praise, tis here we discover all the targets and cure all the problems of the race. The boxes they put soap in.
I have just returned from Lawrence, Massachusetts, where workers stand in front of the looms for 64 hours a week and earn under $6. When the mill gave out short pay, the workers went on strike. We must support them!
It was winter in New York as the snow began to fall, and the workmen's hall had not a seat to spare. When a young man ducked inside just to warm himself was all. The night that Goldman spoke at Union Square.
Yes, this is the land of opportunity, but opportunity for men like Mr. J.P. Morgan.
She was speaking loud and fast through a haze of noise and heat, and the smell of sweat and anger in the air. The police were standing by, but the crowd was on its feet. The night that Goldman spoke at Union Square.
Join us, sisters, brothers! Yes, you rich boy, you too!
And her words rang out like arrows and they pierced him.
Sisters,
he felt flushed and overheated as a boy.
She has led you here!
As she filled and overwhelmed him. Calling out her name, shouting what he did not know, and he found that he was standing on a chair. With a heart as clean and new as the freshly fallen snow, the night that Goldman spoke.
I've been waiting for you.
At Union Square.
Another example of Union Square being a center for politics, that is, of course, from Ragtime. Well, our theme today is Autumn in New York, looking at things about New York that may not all be boosterism for an I Love New York commercial, the sort of underside of that, and the song that obviously expresses that better than anything is Autumn in New York by Vernon Duke. Duke was a Russian emigre who not only wrote the music to this song, but also wrote the lyrics for a review called Thumbs Up, in 1934, which sort of got thumbs down from the critics, but the song lingers on, and here is a masterful recording with the initial verse, which you rarely, rarely hear, by Mel Torme.
It's time to end my lonely holiday and bid the country a hasty farewell. So on this gray and melancholy day, I'll move to a Manhattan hotel. I'll dispose of my rose-colored chattels and prepare for my share of adventures and battles. Here on the 27th floor, looking down on the city I hate and adore. Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel. There making me feel I'm home. Autumn in New York, it brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York, is often mingled with lovers who bless the dark on benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Skyscraper blues, you get the feeling that they're hemming you in. The Empire State, the RCA, the Chrysler Building, so tall and so gray. You get the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round them with a moan. Oh, it's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York alone. A million faces swarm all around you. You search them for a friendly smile or two, but they're only empty faces that surround you. And you know they're all as lonesome as you. You've got those skyscraper blues, tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round you with a moan. It's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York alone.
We got those skyscraper blues, those tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round them with a moan.
It's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York alone.
Listen, all you New Yorkers, there's a rumor going round that some of you good people want to leave this town. Well, you better consult with me before you go.
Yeah?
'Cause I've been to all those places and I know.
Chicago?
Well, Chicago's all right. It's got Marshall Field and Soldiers Field, and it's on a nice lake. But it hasn't got the hansoms in the park. It hasn't got a skyline after dark.
That's why New York's its home.
Let
me never leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
San Francisco?
San Francisco is a lovely place. It's got lots of hills and lots of thrills. And it's near an ocean of some size. But it hasn't got the Bari or the Bronx. It hasn't got the Harlem honky-tonks.
That's why New York's its home.
Yeah, it's my favorite city. New York's my home, sweet home.
St. Louis?
Lots of people like St. Louis. It's got lots of shoes and the St. Louis Blues. And one of our larger rivers runs by. But let's face it, it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a famous string quartet.
That's why New York's his home.
No, not a place to visit. New York's my home, sweet home.
Hollywood?
Hollywood. Hollywood's got movie stars and movie czars and cocktail bars and shiny cars and a wonderful climate, they say. But it hasn't got the handy subway trains. You seldom find a taxi when it's pouring down rain.
That's why New York's his home.
Yeah, take your California. New York's my home, sweet home. So save your time and trouble. Save your railroad fare. I said save your time and trouble. Save your railroad fare. Cause when you leave New York, man, you don't go anywhere. It's a city where a man can fulfill his dreams. The only town that's left that's got three baseball teams.
That's why New York's his home.
Let me never leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
Boom. Two wonderful songs from Gordon Jenkins. Cantata about alienation and pride of New York City, Manhattan Tower. We heard Dick Haynes and then, of course, Sammy Davis Jr. There is a show that I didn't think worked very well called Sweet Smell of Success, based on my favorite movie with Burt Lancaster and Tony Curtis, musical. And it did yield one or two really good songs. This is a beautiful number, rarely recorded, called I Cannot Hear the City, music by Marvin Hamlisch and lyrics by Craig Carnelia, and the quite marvelous Sylvia McNair was smart enough to wax a version of it as part of a concert. So let's hear this lovely, lovely song.
This world you've let me see.
cannot hear the city. I know it must be there. The raging town is waiting down the stair. We'll make it vanish in the
lovely frisson of alienation there. Well, I hope you enjoyed our trip up and down to the greatest city in the world with a slight melancholy edge to it. That is what living in New York is like. It has its ups and downs. Two things. Make sure you go to Carnegie Hall on November 21st to see the Master Voices concert of Let Him Eat Cake. A great, great, great Gershwin score. I did the concert adaptation, and it's got some of your pals on stage, like Bryce Pinkham and Lewis Stadlin and Kevin Chamberlain. You can go to carnegiehall.org and get tickets. And we will close out with the show that really is the, what would I say, acidulous Valentine to living in New York. And that, of course, is Stephen Sondheim's Company, a show that seems so deeply rooted in the late 60s, early 1970s in terms of what was going on in the city. But it's being revived in the spring with a lot of gender switches and some updates. And I thought we'd give you a little preview by playing a track sung in the London version of this revival, which, as I said, is coming to New York. There's a guy singing at this time and some lyric changes, but that's New York. It's always there. It's always changing. And every day, another 100 people just get off of the train.
Another 100 people just got off of the train and came up through the ground, while another 100 people just got off of the bus and are looking around at another 100 people who got off of the plane and are looking at us who got off of the train. And the plane and the bus may be yesterday. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day, the ones who stay can find each other in the crowded streets and the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered box. And they walk together past the posted walls with the crude remarks. And they meet at parties through the friends of friends who they never know. Can you pick me up, or do I meet you there, or shall we let it go? Get my message, cause I looked in vain. Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? Look, I'll text you in the morning, or I'll call you and explain. And another 100 people just got off of the train. Another 100 people just got off of the train and came up through the ground, while another 100 people just got off of the bus and are looking around at another 100 people who got off of the plane and are looking at us who got off of the train. And the plane and the bus may be yesterday. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day, some go away. Or they find each other in the crowded streets and the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered box. And they walk together past the posted walls with the crude remarks. And they meet at parties through the friends of friends who they never know. Will you pick me up, or do I meet you there, or shall we let it go? Did you get my message? Cause I looked in vain. Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? Look, I'll text you in the morning, or I'll call you and explain. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. Another 100 people just got off of the train.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.